Household saving. Saving represents a decision by people to postpone their consumption. The savings ratio is the percent of disposable income saved, rather than spent. Many factors influence the savings ratio, including the following. 1. Real interest rate on savings deposits, that is the return on savings, adjusted for inflation. 2. Expectations of future income and job security slash all linked to consumer confidence. 3. Availability of credit, for instance borrowing to finance extra spending counts as dis-saving. 4. Taxation of saving, for instance tax-efficient savings schemes such as individual saving accounts. 5. The need to save to repay debts, an example would be property owners stuck in negative equity, where their house is worth less than their outstanding mortgage debt. 6. A need to save to build up a deposit for a mortgage, pay school and university fees, and save for retirement. The chart above shows the trend decline in the personal sector saving ratio, falling from 12% in 1992 to a low of below zero in the first quarter of 2008. This trend decline in the savings ratio reflected a rise in consumer borrowing against income linked to the surge in property prices. A savings ratio of close to zero is unsustainable. It is and was a result of macroeconomic imbalances in the UK economy. We then see the sudden, unmarked increase in the saving ratio towards 8% during 2008-09. According to a recent news report, Britain entered the financial crisis and recession with the lowest savings rate since the Second World War, the second lowest of all major economies. The UK national household savings rate fell to a post-war low of minus 0.5% in January 2008. That compared with a peak of 13.4% in 1984. Importance of saving for macroeconomy. Decisions by people and businesses about how much to save can have a powerful effect on macroeconomic performance in both the short and the longer term. Here are some reasons. 1. Corporate savings provide an important financial cushion for businesses during a recession. 2. Business savings can also be used as finance for merger and takeover activity. 3. Our own savings flow into financial institutions such as banks, and these deposits can then be used for lending out to businesses to finance investment. Banks need retail deposits as capital from which they can lend. This is especially important during the credit crunch. Many small businesses have complained about the difficulty in getting loans in the aftermath of the global financial crisis. Savings flow into pension funds, these can be reinvested in stock markets. 4. Savings provide a source of household wealth and a buffer against uncertain times. Savings in the recession. During a recession, we expect to see a rise in the household savings ratio. This is because a turning point in the economic cycle brings about both a change in consumer incomes and also a turnaround in confidence. Typically, by the end of a sustained boom, the level of household borrowing is high, be it expensive mortgages taken out to get a foothold in the property market, or a rise in the amount of money left to pay on credit cards and other forms of unsecured lending. When the cycle moves from a boom to a slowdown, and then to a recession, confidence falls and consumers decide that they need to pare back their spending and save more. Many fear losing their jobs, and others will decide to cut back on luxury, discretionary items until economic conditions seem to be improving. The result is that the savings ratio starts to rise, even if the rate of interest on deposits does not look very attractive. There are signs that this has been happening in the British economy. Interest rates on savings are at very low levels, but the demand for credit has fallen, and the savings ratio has climbed quickly. 101b, 2a2b, 3a3b3c. The paradox of thrift.